Hello, everybody. This is Chiru with the AboveTopSeeker.com podcast, and it's 12:22 in the morning on the 5th of March, and it's actually kind of nice outside here in New Mexico, even though it's kind of cold. Not too bad. This podcast, I really just wanted to talk about the Stephenville thing and that UN conference that everyone's all up in arms about. I'm kind of highly opinionated on the subjects, but I'm trying to keep quiet because it's, you know, 12 in the morning. First, the Stephenville sightings, that new stuff that's come up, at least to me, it's new to me. Finding a thread on our website, AboveTopSeeker.com, about how there's a video out now, and it has strange symbols in the sky from whatever it was. Was it the 19th? Something like that. And they're strange. I'm fascinated by a few of the symbols. I can't really keep my eyes off of them. I'm like, wow. And it's just amazing stuff. You know what? I don't think it's anything of ours. I don't think it's from here. I'll tell you straight out, you know, I don't think it's from Earth. So, what happened in Stephenville, what happened in Bakersfield in the UK, oh, it's all the same thing. You know, it's getting closer and closer, I think. And I don't mean to make predictions. I'm not a big predictions person, but this year is just such a strange one, I think. And it's going to be a big year. And, oh, wow. I get excited when I think about Stephenville stuff and all the stuff that's been going on, like, in the UN and lights in the sky, not just in Stephenville, but all over the planet. New things. Japan discovering what could be Planet X beyond Pluto. I don't know. That's a whole different subject, but should focus. Stop being all ADD and focus here. Let's see. We've got that UN meeting. That UN meeting. Something about it. It makes me happy if it's true. They're saying it's true. People say stuff, but if it's true, then that's a good sign, a good start. But I think it's in the situation of too little, too late. And my whole theory on this, I don't dare post this because it'll probably just get ripped to shreds on threads anyway, or on the boards anyway. Is that, you know, like I said, I think it's a too little, too late scenario. We had a certain amount of time to actually be truthful to, society, and to be truthful to, you know, the nations we belong to, kind of thing. I'm talking about our leaders. They had all this time to just actually just be open and reveal it, reveal all this stuff, and they didn't. And now it's kind of, somebody kind of took the ball away and said, since you can't play nice, we're going to take it away and give it to somebody else, or something like that. That was a bad analogy, but it's like somebody saying, time's up, you didn't get the question right, we're going to show you, kind of thing. That's a better one. That's my whole big take on it. It's just, we farted around, our leaders farted around, and totally show their true colors. And I think, I don't know who it is that's doing this. You know, maybe the Greys, maybe, you know, reptilians or something. I don't know. I hate to mention the R word in this podcast, but but whatever it is had enough. Ever since Stephenville, I had that thought, you know, they're saying enough's enough. We're not going to sit around and wait. We think you guys are ready, no matter what if the government is or not. But that's the way I think of it, and I don't know why I think that, but I hope it's accurate. All this stuff. There's gorgeous pictures of those symbols, and I know I'm jumping. This is a very jumpy kind of podcast tonight. I'm sorry, I'm tired. I just got off work. So things are going to be a little here, there, everywhere. I don't know. I'm just bewildered. I'm bewildered by the government's response to Stephensville. I'm probably pronouncing it Stephensville. Stephenville or Stephensville? brain fart tonight. Woo. I can't wait to see more. There's going to be more. It's going to get bigger. This is leading up to something good. Something amazing, at least. You know, and I keep talking to people at work about this, and they're listening to me, and I'm glad they're listening to me, because at least somebody is, right? Oh, wow. You know, I don't mean to sound like a new age hippie. I'm really not. I love my red meat, you know? But it just makes me feel so happy, you know? I never felt, you know, it's so strange. It's like I've never been so certain of something. You know, I'm totally uncertain about life. I'm uncertain about death. I'm uncertain about what I'm going to do tomorrow or what I'm going to spend my money on, you know, besides food. But this, I know something's going to happen. I knew something was going to happen the 1st of January. I mean, I say that now, but I mean, I had this thing on my Yahoo Messenger that's been up since the 1st, and then Stephensville happened, and I'm like, dude, you guys, it's going to get better. It's going to get so much better. And some people listen and some people don't. And I like the, I mean, I love all the people who at least listen, but the ones who listen with an open mind and an open heart, and I can kind of understand where I'm coming from, then they, you know, I like them. Of course, the ones that agree with you, right? But no, the ones who really listen, and they understand, even though they may have a different opinion or a different view. But 2008 is going to be a ginormous year for this stuff. Just so huge. I mean, I hope, you know what, I hope everyone sees one, and I hope they don't freak out, and hope they come to terms with this. You know, it's gonna happen, and it's gonna happen really soon. And I can't really wait. You know, I want to see what this brings. I'm kind of an adventurer that way, maybe a armchair adventurer. I want to see what's the next step, what's ahead of us on the race, you know, the trail and stuff. I'm looking forward to the future so much. You know, I don't care if they're hostile and kill us all, because you know what, it's an adventure, damn it. Oh man, I'm getting tired. Just keep an open mind, guys. Not everything's false, but not everything's true. And that sounds so wishy-washy, and I don't mean it to be, but everyone's been throwing a lot of, hey, you know, you're a hoaxer, hey, you're a liar. And, you know, I do admit, you know, ATS has its crazies. No offense to the crazy people out there. But there's some strange people on ATS. And, you know, I try to deal with them as best as I can, you know. I try to accommodate what they're thinking. Sometimes it just gets carried away. So anyway, I really think we should just be getting along. I know everyone has conflicting ideas and stuff, but we got bigger fish to fry. We've got much bigger fish to fry. We got to deal with the lying government. We've got to deal with what's coming up. You know what? I don't know if it's 2012 and Nibiru, you know, Anunnaki, or you know, whatever. It's either that or it's something else, you know. And I don't know. You know, and I'm going on this total rant, and I don't mean to, and I apologize. The world's a big place. We are amazing creatures. We are amazing pieces of machinery. Very, very amazing. And if I could recommend one thing, I would go watch The Human Body Pushing the Limits on the Discovery Channel. I've been watching that. I watched it last Sunday, which was, 2 days ago? And I'm just outright amazed by this show. It's an amazing, amazing piece of work. It's very educational. And it shows that we can do amazing things. We just have to be kind of pushed into them. And I think that applies not just unconsciously, but we need to consciously push for things. Even though we may think we're either not ready or we don't want to, we're scared it's going to kill us. And that might just be the one thing that changes us, because we are doing a lot of things that we shouldn't be doing, I think. And I don't know, maybe this, what's going to happen is going to be a positive change. And maybe they'll help us, you know, maybe they'll help us realize what we're doing wrong. Maybe lend a hand or something. Although it's like giving a child a calculator in what, third grade? You don't want to do that. That spoils them. we've got a lot of learning to go, guys. And I don't mean to get all, you know, emo or sad and, you know, introverted about this whole thing. But I can't stop reiterating the fact that something big is happening. Something big is going to happen over the next year, maybe 2 years. It might take 2 years. Hell, it may even take to 2012, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be a lot sooner than that. So this is Cheer, guys. You guys keep your eyes to the sky and keep chatting on ATS, guys. See you guys later.